Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. Judge Amy Coney Barrett declined to say whether presidents should commit to a peaceful transfer of power under questioning by the Senate Judiciary Committee on Tuesday and the second day of her confirmation hearing for appointment to the U.S. Supreme Court. Barrett said she would not get drawn into political controversies. She also declined to say whether she would recuse herself from any legal disputes arising from the presidential election just weeks away on November 3rd. President Donald Trump, who nominated her for the Supreme Court position, is running for re-election in that race. The president is trailing his challenger, Joe Biden, in national polls. He has said he wants Barrett confirmed to avoid a 4-4 stalemate on contested election issues. Well, thousands of conservative Muslims marched in Indonesia's capital on Tuesday demanding that the government revoke a new law they say will cripple labor rights, with some clashing with police. Authorities blocked streets leading to the presidential palace in Jakarta, where clashes between riot police and rock-throwing demonstrators, including workers and students, broke out last Thursday. The job creation law, approved by Parliament last week, is expected to substantially change Indonesia's labor system. Pro-democracy protesters gathered in Bangkok Wednesday amid concerns of possible confrontation with police or rival government supporters. Organizers had been hoping for tens of thousands to turn up to keep up momentum established by a rolling series of mass rallies that started back in July. Part of the protesters' agenda includes a call for the monarchy reform, an audacious smashing of Thailand's biggest taboo. Via remote, this is VOA News. The United States and Germany are urging Turkey to pull back a ship it has returned to waters that it and Greece both claim. Washington on Tuesday denounced what it called a calculated provocation. Turkish Navy said earlier this week that its exploration vessel was heading back to eastern Mediterranean waters between the Greek island of Crete and Cyprus weeks after it left after the two sides agreed to hold talks. Now, in a strongly worded statement, the State Department said the U.S. deplores the decision by Turkey and noted that Greece asserts jurisdiction over areas where the ship plans to operate through October 22nd. Spokeswoman for the State Department said, quoting now, "We urge Turkey to end this calculated provocation and immediately begin exploratory talks with Greece." Turkey last sent the ship into contested waters back in August. It was backed by warships alarming both Greece and Cyprus. Greece responded by staging military exercises, but tensions eased when both Ankara and Athens agreed to talks. The FBI said Tuesday that it has reached a no firm conclusion about what caused a massive explosion in the port of Beirut, Lebanon, on August 4th that killed nearly 200 people. While other agencies in the U.S. and Europe believe the blast was accidental, the FBI said Tuesday that no such conclusion has been reached. Lebanese media said that the FBI had handed its report on the incident to a Lebanese judge the day before, but the FBI would not confirm. A spokeswoman told Reuters news agency only that further questions should be directed to the Lebanese authorities. The blast on August 4th, which did billions of dollars worth of damage to the area surrounding Beirut's port, has been blamed on a large quantity of ammonium nitrate that had been stored improperly in warehouses for years. Protesters in Lagos continued for a sixth day on Tuesday, with Nigerians demonstrating against police brutality and the government. The demonstrations had continued even after Nigeria's police spokesman announced Sunday that a unit implicated in a video posted online was being formally dissolved. The unit called the Special Anti-Robbery Squad, SARS, has been the subject of much of the protests. For more news, please join us at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.